It's time to talk sports. Now from the Fan Studios in Melbourne, it's the Mark Moses Show on Sports Radio 1560 The Fan. You can be a part of the conversation at 321-984-1234. Now here's your host, Mark Moses.
Good afternoon and welcome. Welcome indeed to Wednesday edition of my show here in very beautiful Central Florida. That's right. What's interesting is I woke up this morning and I was like, it's kind of a slow day. There's not much going on. Maybe we'll tell some jokes, break down some old, you know, baseball stories. No. Things have started to heat up, and especially even here in your backyard. I will start with this, and I have to plant this seed in your brain right now. If you're an Orlando Magic fan, please understand, I know Stan the man, Stan Van Gundy, is out there in New Orleans. He's out. He is. He's completely out after 1 year coaching Zion Williamson. He's not coming to Orlando. There's no way. There's no way. I get it. He led the team to the, 2009 NBA Finals with the Magic. But there's no way he is going to come back. No way. Unless they want to bring him back. I don't see it happening. I don't. He couldn't handle 1 year of coaching a superstar in Zion Williamson and Brandon Ingram. He had two all-stars on the team. They couldn't get to the playoffs. He couldn't handle being there, and now he's out. If you can't handle that situation with such a promising future as a basketball club, how are you going to make it in Orlando again? There is no Dwight Howard. There is no superstar on this team. It's a young team. It's a rebuild. If you're someone like Stan Van Gundy, do you want to come back to Orlando for round two and teach a team that's maybe, I don't know, 3 or 4 years away from competing in the playoffs? Are you ready to sign up for that? I was talking to my good friend Philip Rossman Reich, who comes on the show with Orlando Magic Daily. And we were talking off air, and I was like, hey, don't you feel like they're not going to make a hire until they know who the draft pick order is going to be? Don't you think that's key here? Where you could sign up now, but hey, doesn't this job get sexier if they maybe get the number one pick in the draft? Doesn't that make it a sexier job in your eyes? And he agrees. The draft lottery is next Tuesday. Here's how it's going to work. The Magic have their own pick, which possibly could be top five. Then, and if you're new to this planet or you just woke up from a coma, yeah, they own the Bulls pick. But if the Bulls pick, I think, is top three or four, the Bulls keep it. But if it's out of the top four, I believe, the Magic are going to have it. So there's a lot on the table here. But you got Scott Brooks. He's out there in Washington after a couple seasons. Got them to the playoffs, but he's out. Stan Van Gundy's out. There's some names. Terry Stotts, the coach there with the Portland Trail Blazers, he's out. We've known this for a week or so. There are going to be names there. But you know, average generic sports talk radio guy is going to bring up Stan Van Gundy, one of the great coaches in the history of the Magic. Him and Brian Hill, they're the two coaches in 30-plus years that have gotten this team to the NBA Finals. He's available. You want him, he's there. I don't see him wanting to come to this rebuild situation. There's a lot of young parts, but there's no superstars in this team. He just went through New Orleans where he had Zion Williamson, and I'm out. And honestly, I'm not shocked by this because down the stretch, when New Orleans kept losing basketball games, he'd be on postgame, on Zoom, on camera, where he'd be complaining about the team. These guys aren't doing that. They're not doing this. And isn't that your job to get them in the right situation? I didn't think it was going to last there. I personally feel like they're going to go young. They're going to get someone hungry and someone who wants their opportunity to grow. You can't hire someone who's in their 60s and then expect them to be here for 5 years, part of your rebuild. I don't see it happening. I'm sorry. They're going to go young, they're going to go hungry, and they can save money doing that way. And honestly, you got to be at the point, if you're a Magic fan, does it even matter who the coach is? Without players, you can't compete. You can't. I mean, you saw this where, just remember this. So, you had Frank Vogel. He's there in Indiana. They're going deep in the playoffs. They had players on that team like Paul George. He then goes to Orlando. They have no All-Stars. Can't get to the playoffs. He's gone. He goes right to the Lakers. He's got LeBron, Anthony Davis. He's winning the championship. Yeah, players matter. They do. The great coaches are the ones that can handle talent to win a championship. Pat Riley, Phil Jackson. You can keep going on and on and on. The great coaches are the ones that get, and remember, they're fortunate that they have superstars on their team, but then they know how to feed those egos, get them in the right direction, and go win championships. There's not many of them, but yes, the players, you got to get the players. You need all the ingredients. I get it. What do you need to win a championship? Everything. Right? You do. But I feel like the Magic, I know there's a lot of names, a lot of coaches that have won a lot of basketball games in the NBA level. I just think they're going to go young. And I don't think Stan Van Gundy's the guy. Now, look, I could be wrong. They could hire him tomorrow. That could happen. But that's just how I feel in it. Now, sticking with the NBA to start my show, Kevin Durant showed up last night. All-time performance. And I know if you've been listening to this fine radio station all day long, you know they've been hyping KD. Kevin Durant. He took the bull by the horns and he said, I'm the top dog in the playoffs. I'm going to get this done. He scored, 25 or so and was abysmal from the field in game four. And they lost. He came back. He played all 48 minutes. He scored 49 points. And what was it, 17 rebounds or so and double digits with the assists. It's an all-timer last night. Now, they didn't win the series. They didn't win the championship, but it's an all-time performance. When Kevin Durant goes in the Hall of Fame, they will show highlights from that game last night. An all-timer. And I know I've been critical of him, but it was great that James Harden, he wasn't 100%, but he gave it a shot. He played 45 minutes in this contest, coming off a hamstring injury. He only scored 5 points, but I give him credit. And again, I've been very critical of Harden. I've been there. And if you're an athlete, especially a basketball player, you know what I'm going to say. There are days where your shot is not there. It's not. But you've got to step up and help your team in other ways. Playing defense, passing the ball, rebounding. That's what James Harden did last night. And then Jeff Green, 27 points. I don't even know where that came from, but it was enough. When you're shorthanded in a basketball game, here's what I want. Do we have a chance to win with 1 minute to go? Is it a one-possession game? That's what it was last night. And KD came up the court with about 50 seconds to go. Transition. They were daring for him to shoot. He stepped up and hit that three. Ball game. All-timer. First player in the NBA playoffs since 2018 with LeBron, Game 7 against Boston, when he's still with the Cavaliers, played every single minute of a game. All-timer by the Slim Reaper last night. He was awesome. Awesome. And I don't think you understand. He's about 6'11". Don't kid yourself. He's 6'11". He runs like a guard. He shoots like a guard. He's coming up at you, 6'11", with gangly long arms. I completely understand. I'm in the same boat. And he's throwing that jump shot right in your face. And he was efficient. What was it, over 65% field goal percentage? I mean, the guy was phenomenal. Now, do I think Milwaukee's going to bounce back? I do. Milwaukee choked that game away. They were up 17 points in the third quarter. They were up, about 6 to start the fourth. They gagged that game away. But I think Milwaukee is going to win game 6, and I think we're going back to Brooklyn in a couple days. I think this is destined for a 7-game series. And Harden says he's going to play game 6. Kyrie Irving's out. It's going to be very interesting. This is going to be very interesting because I'm going to make my shot right now. I'm going to call it. The winner of this series is going to the NBA Finals. It's going to be Milwaukee or Brooklyn. I don't believe in Philadelphia. I don't believe in Atlanta. The winner of this series, whoever can duke it out in a Game 7, is getting to the NBA Finals. That game was great. For all the load management and for all the, I don't know if we could play this game. I don't know, you know, I'm not sure. Or, you know what, every game's at 10:30 at night. I've been very put off by the NBA. Last night was great. It really was. It was great. It was a great game. It was before midnight, the final of the game, fourth quarter, and you had superstars playing. That's all you want. I want to see the best of the best. I don't want to see Greece take on Turkey at basketball. That's not the best of the best. Last night, you had two great teams battling it out, and it came down to one possession, fourth quarter. That's what made it great last night. That's what you want in sports. And look, Giannis had like 35 points. At times, he played great. I mean, it's like crazy. It's like, that was a great game. It really was. I know we're going to have more great games tonight, but that was awesome. I really enjoyed it. And I know I've been critical. I'll say it again. I've been very critical of the Nets. They played like a team last night. That's what I want to see. Play like a team. Does it help where Durant scores 49 points? Yes. Yes, it does. But they had guys battling last night. And I can't wait for Game 6. That's going to be fun. It really is. Now, finally, for my Open, I feel like we've forgotten about this team. But Orlando City Soccer, they're going to play this weekend. They've been off since, I think, my birthday, like Memorial Day weekend, May 29th, where they lost to, was it New York? The Red Bulls, they lost 2-1. They've been off. Today's what? June 16th? So more than 2 weeks, they've been off. I'm excited now. If you're an Orlando City supporter, hey, it's time to get back on the wagon, support this team, start going to matches. Let's rock and roll. This team is, what, third or fourth in the conference. They got the best defense in the Eastern Conference. And Daryl DK was at practice today. Their stud second-year player out of Virginia, he scored, and I'm getting my stats correct here, 8 goals in 17 appearances last night. They need him. I've been saying for weeks on the show, hey, just kind of get through the next couple weeks. Got to get DK back. Got to get Pato back. And then let's start rocking and rolling. This weekend, they are going to take on Toronto. And it's weird where it's supposed to be a Toronto home game, but the team can't go to Canada. So they're going to play in Orlando. So it's Orlando's going to play on their home field, but it's a road game. And I don't think fans are allowed to go. All right. But you'll probably see DK this weekend, 22 years old. I don't even know if he's that. He's going to be out there. I don't think Nani's going to be available, but I'm excited. And I like the idea for Orlando City. That's what I like. They're now going to really start revving it up. Before, they've only played like, you know, they'll play Saturday, play Sunday. Now the schedule really starts. It's going to be hot out there in the next couple of months, but this is what makes it exciting if you're an Orlando City fan. They're going to play like Saturday, then a Tuesday or Wednesday, then a Saturday or Sunday, then a Tuesday, Wednesday. 2 matches per week. Time to rev it up. And I brought this for the studio cam. I got this right here. I got my new Orlando City kit, right? I went with the Nani 17. I got to go with the captain because I'm the captain. That's what I got to go with. All right, I'm ready to go back to the wall. I don't know about the rest of you. I've been sitting at home. It sucked. I haven't done much. I haven't gone out much. I'm ready to start having some fun again. I'm ready to go to things. And if my buddy TJ McMahon is listening and all of his buddies, I'm ready to go back to the wall. And I'm ready to party. And I'm ready to see that purple smoke again. And I'm ready to hear the Jimi Hendrix Purple Haze. Let's rock and roll. And I got high expectations. I want to get to the cup final. That was my goal when I started the year. Let's rock and roll, buddy. I'm ready. Football's not starting for a while. basketball in this area ain't starting till the fall, right? I'm ready for Orlando City. Let's go. We will go to break. We will come back. We got some great guests coming up today, and we'll start with my good friend here in Brevard County, Chris Bonanno, one of the biggest baseball fans I know. I want to get into a discussion with him. Does he like where Major League Baseball is constantly changing the rules on the fly? Let's break it down next here on 1560 The Fan.